Welcome, podcast friends. We're back with volume 6 of the Best Investment Writing Series. Each year, our team carefully sorts through tons of research and investment letters from some of the most respected money managers and investment researchers from all over the world to pick the best of the best to share with you. We offer the authors of those pieces the chance to record an audio version as a segment of the podcast. Past participants included the likes of Cam Harvey, Larry Swedrow, and Rob Arnott. Before we get to the episode, a quick word from today's sponsor. Stream by AlphaSense is an expert transcript library used by people just like you to quickly perform preliminary diligence on new ideas related to their target companies in the tech, media, telecom, healthcare, consumer, and industrial sectors, avoiding the time, hassle, and cost of traditional expert network calls. With over 15,000 on-demand expert call interviews, hundreds of new transcripts added every day, AI smart search technology, and 70% of experts unique to their network, it's no wonder the world's leading financial firms choose Stream. For the Best Investment Writing Series, we'll be donating the money from Stream to the charity of each author's choice. So thank you to Stream for sponsoring this episode. To show your appreciation, be sure to visit streamrg.co/meb to sign up to get a 14-day free trial with no credit card required. Once again, that's streamrg.co/meb for your free 14-day trial with no payment method required. Enough from me. Let's get to our guests and let them take over this special episode.
First, I would like to ensure that donations go to Malala Fund at malala.org. Malala is working for a world where every girl can learn and lead. Return Stacking, Strategies for Overcoming a Low-Return Environment by Resolve Asset Management and Newfound Research. Lead authors, Rodrigo Gordillo, President and Portfolio Manager of Resolve Asset Management, SEZC. Corey Hofstein, Chief Investment Officer and Co-Founder of Newfound Research. Adam Butler, Chief Investment Officer at Resolve Asset Management, SECC. Return Stacking, Strategies for Overcoming a Low Return Environment. The main points in this report: stretch valuations in equities and fixed income imply depressed returns and higher potential volatility for traditional portfolios. Reaching for yield or increasing exposure to pro-cyclical assets may help compensate for low expected returns but can increase portfolio risk. Reducing exposure to equities and bonds to accommodate non-correlated assets or alternative strategies may reduce risk, but at the expense of lower potential returns and painful tracking error. We introduce a novel investment concept accessible to all investors, which is designed to seek higher returns with less risk and low tracking error by using new products, which in combination can provide more than $1 of exposure for every dollar invested. The proposed solution harnesses the full potential of traditional portfolios, plus the opportunity for higher returns and risk reduction from non-correlated investments. This capital efficiency allows for the introduction of non-correlated return streams that stack on top of the core portfolio exposures. We show how to maximize return stacking opportunities by choosing alternative fund managers already engaging in capital-efficient strategies. Grasping for returns. Stretch valuations in many stock and bond markets are challenging investors to look further afield to meet investor return targets. Many investors find themselves recommending portfolios that are uncomfortably far out along the risk curve, stretching for yields and increasing pro-cyclical asset exposure. Many thoughtful investors have eschewed this approach in favor of replacing stock and bond exposure with uncorrelated asset classes and alternative strategies. In practice, this approach often comes with the headwind of fear of missing out, or FOMO, as the returns from these portfolios are likely to deviate meaningfully from traditional portfolios. Despite an expectation that alternative exposures will introduce diversification benefits, many investors abandon diversifiers before they experience the expected payoff. This behavior is especially common in periods when traditional portfolios have dominated for several years in a row. Figure 1, illustrative life cycle of the hiring and firing of alt managers. Benefits and pitfalls of diversification. Let's first consider a typical contemporary portfolio consisting of 70% allocation to a traditional 60-40 or balanced portfolio, complemented by a 30% allocation to common alternative strategies. We will assume that both the original 60/40 portfolio and the alternative sleeve have Sharpe ratios of 0.5, but that the balanced sleeve is twice as volatile due to its large equity allocation. We will also assume that the correlation between the two is zero. As expected, in Figure 2, illustrating the example of risk and return changes from non-correlated strategies, the addition of uncorrelated alternatives provides an attractive 28% relative risk reduction. That's a 3.4 percentage point reduction in portfolio volatility by adding a 30% allocation to the alternative. However, the portfolio suffers a 15% relative return reduction, or 0.9 percentage point reduction. This may be an unattractive trade-off for many investors. Notwithstanding the issue of tracking error, it is clear why some investors are reluctant to reduce equity exposure to accommodate alternatives. How to have your cake and eat it too. The very core of modern portfolio theory, or MPT, states that investors should allocate to the portfolio that maximizes excess return per unit of risk. If this portfolio will not meet target returns, as may have been the case in our example in Figure 1, an investor should access geared exposure to this most efficient portfolio. For example, an investor who borrows 50% against the value of their investments and uses the proceeds to allocate 150% to the 60/40 portfolio would expect to earn materially higher returns than an investor in the 100% equity portfolio with a similar amount of risk. In fact, a 150% allocation to the 60/40 portfolio substantially outperformed a 100% equity portfolio on both absolute and risk-adjusted terms in back-tested 1923 to 1996 years, and then an out-of-sample from 1996 to 2021 time periods. You can source these from AQR's paper, Why Not Equities, and the out-of-sample paper from WisdomTree, an update to Cliff Asness's study on the benefits of a levered 60/40. Investors looking for further validation of this approach may be surprised to find an advocate in none other than Warren Buffett. Buffett's investment vehicle, Berkshire Hathaway, effectively borrows 60 cents for every dollar invested in capital to maintain an average of 160% exposure to the diversified quality tilted investment in this portfolio. For this, read Buffett's Alpha by AQR. In the last decade or so, innovative global investment firms have accelerated their adoption of this technique to help investors meet required returns with acceptable risks. The products have a very successful history of using highly liquid, exchange-traded financial derivatives to access bond and equity index exposure, while investing the residual cash in slightly higher yielding or longer dated investments. The use of derivatives to provide core beta exposures and free up capital is called capital efficiency. The allocation of the residual capital to excess return sources we call return stacking. A practical example available today. Let's assume for a moment that we're currently holding a 60/40 portfolio and want to implement a return stacking solution. Enter the WisdomTree U.S. Efficient Core ETF, NTSX, which provides 1.5 leverage to a 60% S&P 500, 40% U.S. Treasury ladder portfolio. By allocating two-thirds of our assets to this fund, we achieve the same 60/40 exposure, two-thirds times 1.5 equals 1, but free up one-third of valuable portfolio real estate for deployment to other diversifying investments. In other words, just 67 cents invested in NTSX is effectively equivalent to $1 invested in the Vanguard Balance Fund, VBINX. Figure 4 shows a comparison between VBINX and NTSX, where you invest 100% in VBINX and 67% in NTSX, with the remainder going to cash. What is depicted are two equity lines, basically identical since inception of the NTSX ETF. Let us explore what else can be done to make efficient use of our excess capital. A very conservative investor might choose to take the remaining one-third of our capital and invest it in a short-term, high-quality corporate bond fund. We analyze the performance of a vanilla 60/40 portfolio against a return stacking portfolio where two-thirds of capital goes to NTSX and one-third in investment-grade corporate bonds over the 20-year period ending June 2021. The vanilla portfolio returned 6.9% annualized with an 8.6% annual volatility. The return stacky portfolio returned 7.7% annualized with an 8.9% annualized volatility. In other words, the latter approach increased annualized returns by 80 basis points with just 30 basis points in extra volatility. By taking advantage of the inexpensive and liquid capital efficiency embedded in NTSX, we can stack the returns of investment-grade credit on top of our 60/40 portfolio at the cost of the attractive financing rate embedded in the U.S. Treasury futures. More practical examples and uses. Few investors will hold two-thirds of their portfolio in a single fund like NTSX. Fortunately, a growing number of capital-efficient products have come to market in the last few years, including both isolated and mixed exposures. By using a combination of capital-efficient funds, investors can optimize portfolio diversification and capital efficiency without resorting to imprudent levels of product concentration. In Figure 7, we describe the fundamental exposures underlying 10 such products. Note that total exposures for all funds are greater than 100%, since they employ professionally managed leverage. Full disclosure, the authors of this paper advise or sub-advise products 1 and 2. Furthermore, due to regulatory requirements, the authors are unable to disclose the specific product names used in this paper. There are many ways these products can be mixed and matched to introduce return stacking. Investors may even use these vehicles to increase portfolio liquidity and flexibility by simply freeing up cash. This cash can be deployed opportunistically, used to meet distribution requirements, or be retained in expectation of future capital calls in private investments. Note that in Figure 7, the different stacks available across these different products include passive equity, active equity, passive bond, active bond, commodities, long-short commodities, CTA trend, global macro, convexity, and volatility with different mixes and matches across products. Simple portfolio example. Using the products above, we created a simple portfolio that provides exposure to a 60/40 portfolio while stacking alternative strategy returns on top. A key element in our product selection was to source funds whose alternative overlays have an expected structurally driven low correlation to the 60/40 portfolio. See Figure 8 and 9. We then employed a simple heuristic approach, seeking to maintain the original 60/40 allocation while introducing diversifying exposures that may help bolster portfolio resilience to changes in inflation expectations and negative growth shocks. By maintaining the original 60/40 exposure, we can think of these diversifying allocations as overlays. With this design in mind, we optimized an allocation to the above products to produce a look-through exposure approximating 60% equities, 40% bonds, 30% CTA managed futures or trend, and 30% global macro. See Table 1. Finally, with target weights to each underlying strategy, we produced a hypothetical backtest to evaluate the potential character of the proposed solution. See Table 2. These two alternative categories were selected due to their embedded global diversification across traditional and non-traditional asset classes, as well as their ability to go long and short. These levers can create structurally uncorrelated return streams to traditionally allocated portfolios. Moreover, decades of established research provide strong economic reasoning for the continued efficacy in providing both absolute return and structural diversification. Finally, while there are many alternative strategies one could consider, CTA managed futures and systematic global macro are readily available in capital efficient structures today. Table 1 shows the dollar allocation to each product and then the look-through allocation across equities, bonds, managed futures, global macro, convexity, and volatility. When put together, their allocations sum up to 61.9% to equity, 40.3% to bonds, 28% to managed futures trend, 29% to global macro, 1% to convexity, and 0.8% to volatility, for a total notional exposure of 161.3% for every $100 invested. Figure 8 shows a daily correlation between all portfolio sleeves, shows the S&P 500 with very low correlation to aggregate bond index of negative 0.1, to the SocGen CTA index of negative 0.05, and to the Goldman Sachs Macro Risk Premia Index of 0.09. Figure 9 shows the daily correlation between the beta portfolio and the overlay portfolio from January 2000 to July 2021. The balanced portfolio has a 0.06 correlation to the overlay portfolio. Over the evaluation period, the return stacking and diversification benefits compounded into an annualized rate of return that is almost 4 percentage points per year higher than the original 60-40 portfolio. Furthermore, the return stacking portfolio outperformed the balanced portfolio in 18 out of 21 years, significantly reducing the FOMO that investors face when deploying diversifying exposures in a traditional way. Figure 10 shows a calendar year bar chart between balanced portfolios and a stacked portfolio. Return stacking or risk stacking? There's no denying that the proposed return stacking solution described above requires the use of leverage, and that leverage is often thought by many as inviting disaster. Indeed, excessive concentrated leverage may do just that. However, prudent, professionally managed leverage introduced to accommodate economically diversifying exposures may have precisely the opposite effect. We can see this from Table 2, that despite employing leverage, the portfolio maintained a similar maximum drawdown profile and achieved a return to ulcer ratio double that of a 60-40 portfolio. This holds true throughout the 21-year period during which the return stack portfolio exhibited a drawdown and recovery profile similar to that of a balanced portfolio despite being levered by an additional 60%. While some of the products include embedded convexity and volatility overlays, due to the complexities in replicating these positions, we have elected to ignore them. However, as the failure of diversification can be a common feature during acute market crashes, these overlays may help further mitigate maximum drawdown metrics. Hence, the inclusion of tail hedge stacking may be an important consideration for levered portfolios. Finally, this portfolio is not meant to be prescriptive. Rather, it offers a simple example of what is possible with a little imagination. Investors are no longer compelled to seek returns by climbing the equity risk curve, since they are liberated to experiment with increasing portfolio real estate and return stacking opportunities at a level of risk that they're comfortable with. Return stacking or fee stacking? In a low return regime, fees are a powerful arbiter of long-term returns. While the Vanguard Balance Fund has an expense ratio of 0.07%, the return stacking example portfolio above implies a blended expense ratio of 1.29%. It is reasonable to ask, is a return stacking solution worth the excess fees? We're confident that the advantages conferred by a thoughtful application of capital-efficient return stacking vastly outweigh the marginal costs. Bullet point 1, managed access to leverage. The return stacking portfolio provides cost-efficient leverage without requiring the end investor to directly manage any derivative positions within their account. Bullet point number 2, increased exposure. By providing $1.60 of exposure for every dollar invested, the fee per dollar of exposure declines to 0.81%, 1.29 divided by 1.6. Bullet point 3, increased diversification. Diversifying exposures are designed to provide steady and offsetting returns during growth and inflation shocks hostile to traditional stock and bond portfolios. Bullet point number 4, rebalancing benefits. Rebalancing across diversified portfolio components may bolster compound growth rates through an added rebalancing premium. In summary, in any environment, capital efficiency taps into the best practices of portfolio construction used by many of the world's leading institutional investors. The concept combines diversification with the prudent application of professionally managed leverage to pursue superior risk-adjusted returns. In a low-return environment, it may be a highly effective tool to allow investors to free up portfolio real estate. This newly found real estate can be used to increase portfolio liquidity and flexibility, or for allocating to diversifying exposures and return stacking. In this paper, we propose a model portfolio that sought to implement return stacking with diversifying alternative exposures. This model is by no means prescriptive. It was designed with an absolute return objective and to use only the open-ended funds that offer capital efficiency available at the time of writing. Flexibility of return stacking, however, allows investors to express their own particular views and objectives. For example, If tracking error is not an issue for the investor, freed up capital can be allocated to other liquid asset classes. That is, commodities, REITs, cryptocurrencies, etc. Or other alternatives. That is, long-short equity, event-driven strategies, and private credit. The greatest concern to adopting return stacking is a rapid collapse in diversification during extreme market events. Investors should therefore maintain prudent leverage limits and focus on introducing economically diversifying assets and mechanically uncorrelated strategies. Severe market crises, however, can lead to unexpected and rapid delevering cycles. So we believe it prudent to consider how tail hedging strategies, such as those embedded in some of the products presented, can be incorporated into the asset allocation mix. While such an approach has historically been out of reach for most investors, new fund strategies have come to market that provide investors with a mosaic of capital-efficient exposures. With thoughtful application, forward-thinking advisors and investors now have the power to meet required returns with greater confidence in any market environment. The landscape of capital-efficient strategies and funds is rapidly evolving. If you'd like to discuss, please reach out to the authors directly. For more information on return stacking, please visit www.returnstacking.com for the paper and www.returnstacking.live to explore the index. Disclaimers. The information set forth in this document has been obtained or derived from sources believed by Resolve Asset Management SEZC and Newfound Research LLC, the authors, to be reliable. However, the authors do not make any representation or warranty, express or implied, as to the information accuracy or completeness, nor do the authors recommend that the information serve as a basis for any investment decision. Past performance is not indicative of future performance, and investments in equity securities do present a risk of loss. Certain information contained in this document constitutes forward-looking statements, which can be identified by the use of forward-looking terminology such as may, will, should, expect, anticipate, project, estimate, intend, continue, or believe, or the negatives thereof, or other variations or comparable terminology. Due to various risks and uncertainties, actual events or results of the actual performance of an investment managed using any of the investment strategies or styles described in this document may differ materially for those reflected in such forward-looking statements. The information in this document is made available on an as-is basis, without representation or warranty basis. Backtested performance is not based on live results produced by an investor's actual investing or trading, but was achieved by the retroactive application of a model designed with the benefit of hindsight, and it is not based on live results produced by an investor's investment and trading, and fees, expenses, transaction costs, commissions, penalties, or taxes have not been netted from the gross performance results except as is otherwise described in this presentation. The performance results include reinvestment of dividends, capital gains, and other earnings. Backtested performance does not reflect contemporaneous advice or record keeping by an investment advisor. Actual live client results may materially differ from the presented performance results. There can be no assurance that any investment strategy or style will achieve any level of performance, and investment results may vary substantially from year to year or even month to month. An investor could lose all or substantially all of his or her investment. Both the use of a single advisor and the focus of a single investment strategy could result in the lack of diversification and consequently higher risk. The information herein is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, or tax advice or investment recommendations. Any investment strategy and themes discussed here may be unsuitable for investors depending on their specific investment objectives and financial situation. You should consult your investment advisor, tax, legal, accounting, or other advisors about the matters discussed herein. These materials represent an assessment of the market environment at specific points in time and are intended neither to be a guarantee of future events nor as primary basis for investment decisions. Investors should understand that while performance results may show a general rising trend at times, there's no assurance that any such trends will continue. If such trends are broken, then investors may experience real losses. The information included in this presentation reflects the different assumptions, views, and analytical methods of the authors as of the date of this document. The views expressed reflect the current views as of the date hereof, and the authors should not be expected to advise you on any changes in the views expressed herein. Leverage risk from use of derivative instruments. Investments in derivative instruments such as futures, options, and swap agreements have the economic effect of creating financial leverage and may give rise to losses that exceed the amount of the portfolio has invested in those instruments. Financial leverage would magnify, sometimes significantly, the fund's exposure to any increase or decrease in prices associated with a particular reference asset, resulting in increased volatility in the value of the fund's portfolio. The value of the fund's portfolio is likely to experience greater volatility over short-term periods. While such financial leverage has the potential to produce greater gains, it also may result in greater losses, which in some cases may cause the strategy to liquidate other portfolio investments at a loss to comply with any margin limits set out by the custodian. This commentary has been provided solely for informational purposes and does not constitute a current or past recommendation or an offer of solicitation or any advice or recommendation to purchase any securities or other financial instruments. It may not be constituted as such. This commentary should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security strategy or investment product. This document does not reflect the actual performance results of any investment strategy or index currently run by Resolve Asset Management, SEZZ, or Newfound Research, LLC. Resolve Asset Management, SEZZ, Resolve Global, is registered with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission as a commodity trading advisor and commodity pool operator. This registration is administered through the National Futures Association. Certain of Resolve Global's employees are registered with the NFA as principals and or associate persons of Resolve Global, if necessary or appropriate to perform their responsibilities. Resolve Global has claimed an exemption under CFTC Rule 4.7, which exempts Resolve Global from certain Part 4 requirements with respect to offerings to qualified eligible persons in the U.S. Resolve Global is also registered with the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority. Newfound case number 1341372.